This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Today in Detroit, a jobs fair for veterans. Unemployment for vets who served post-9/11 is worse than the national average, nearly 13%. Among male vets age 18 to 24, the number is much higher, 29%. In a few minutes, we'll talk with the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs about this issue. First, NPR's Sonari Glinton sent us this story from Detroit.
I'm at the Cobo Convention Center in downtown Detroit, where I got a tour of the job fair with Craig Larson with Veterans Affairs.
The hiring fair is on the back portion behind there, and that way they can, that's where they go and actually look at the jobs, get more information, actually be interviewed, and hopefully possibly be offered a job.
For many vets, especially the young, filling out resumes and interviewing is the hardest part. Matt Chambers is an Army vet. He's 24 and from northern Michigan. The Army was his first job, and he says he has no experience interviewing.
It just feels so hopeless. And I found a couple places that say that they're hiring veterans and everything like that. This seems more like a publicity thing than anything else. So.
And what kind of jobs are you looking for?
Anything that has to do with hard labor. I'm actually terrified of having a desk job. So,
actually, here in Detroit, the hard labor jobs are the ones that are tough to come by. General Motors is the only one of the car companies offering entry-level manufacturing jobs. The majority of the auto jobs available are for the highly skilled.
They just want experience, and at a young age, I don't really have the experience they're looking for.
Stefan Shreve is 24. He's in the National Guard and he works at Taco Bell. He's been looking for a better job for a year.
Where I'm from, like Port Huron, that's where I'm from. There's like not much jobs there. And so I'm opening up my search for jobs to different cities and stuff.
Meanwhile, Natalie Tomes has a job. She's a Navy vet and works at a hospital in suburban Detroit. Tomes and her husband came here to help cut some of the VA red tape.
I got out in October of 2007, so I've been dealing with them over the phone and online, and it's just a hassle. And then I come here and I find out, oh, you get this and you get that, and you're entitled to this. So it's like, oh, wow, it's so much different when they're right in front of you than on the computer.
My name is Brandy Johnson. I was in the Army. And I am 30 years old.
Johnson has been out of work and out of the Army for 4 years. She has a college degree and she's been working on a graduate degree. She says most employers don't understand the kind of skills vets bring.
You're in your uniform and everybody's so excited to greet you in the airport and tell you thanks for serving. But when you go to apply for these jobs and you indicate that you're a veteran, you would think that would give you a little more preference, you know, for people to know that I'm diligent, I'm on time, I'm a hard worker, I'm punctual, and it doesn't help, and it's very frustrating.
Given the current economy, Johnson says she wonders why she ever left the Army. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.